welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We all have probably had at least one light bulb moment in our lives, that time where everything just clicks into place, whether an idea, an outfit, a recipe, or an entirely new creation. And you know you've stumbled onto something that was just truly exciting. That eureka feeling will be celebrated at this month's Storytelling Showcase in a Nutshell, taking place on Monday, June 30th at the Sophia in Sacramento. Two of this month's performers, Claire Hennessy and Becky Lynn, are here to talk about their approaches to storytelling. Welcome to Insight.
Happy to be here.
Yes, lovely to be here. Thank you.
Well, Becky, I want to start with you. It's funny, my middle name is Lynn, so Vicky Lynn and Becky Lynn. It sounds pretty.
Look at us.
I know we're cousining, I guess.
I love that.
In terms of names, you are a bit of a fixture in Northern California in the comedy scene. How did you get your start?
You know, I was living up in Chico, California, and I was working a really tough job in food service. And I had a coworker who ran an open mic, and I used to go watch him perform all the time. And when he decided to leave to pursue stand-up in New York, like 2 weeks later, I started trying to perform stand-up comedy. And that was about 10 years ago. And I just haven't looked back since.
What is it about storytelling that you enjoy under the umbrella of comedy?
Storytelling specifically for me is, I think I come from a family of storytellers. We've always connected through just sharing little snippets of our lives, our past, things like that. My dad was always a huge storyteller growing up, and I feel like I sort of took that on from him. And I love being able to paint a picture. I love imagery. I love finding something to share with other people that they can hopefully find connection in as well.
Wonderful. Well, what about you, Claire? You call yourself, these are not my words, the Bonkers Brit. How did you end up in California?
Well, I ended up, that's part of what my story is about when I go to the Sophia, is I reconnected with my first boyfriend from when I was 13, and then I hadn't seen him for 30 years. And when I reconnected, I found he was living in California. So I thought, and I was living in England, obviously. And I thought, oh, well, there's no chance of us meeting. I'll just say hello. And 3 years later, I came over and married him.
How do you describe your storytelling style?
It's humorous, I suppose. I was going to be a stand-up comedian. I came out as being, I'm going to be a stand-up comedian about 10 years ago, which felt really weird coming from England, because it's like, well, so you think you're funny then, do you, Claire? So it felt a bit, you know, oh God, a bit cringy. And then luckily I didn't do that. I decided to go into storytelling, which is so genius, because then nobody expects you to be funny. So then if you make them laugh, it's like a lovely surprise. So the pressure's off.
And we are lucky because you actually sent us a clip that we can share with listeners. Before we hit play, do you want to set it up a little bit?
Well, this is just the start of my story that I'll be telling on Monday. And it's, I'm just about to go and meet my boyfriend, if you like, the person I hadn't seen for 30 years, having not seen him for 30 years. And so we were going to meet in person.
Let's take a listen.
Tonight, I'm getting naked. And I'm revealing my 40-something, flabby, post-kids, unfit body to the love of my life. I'm shaking with nervous anticipation as I put on my brand new, sexy, and very expensive lingerie in preparation for tonight's upcoming festivities. I look down to admire my lovely lacy new bra and then catch sight of my bulging stomach and my flabby thighs. Why did I think jumping into bed with somebody I'd not set eyes on for over 30 years was such a good idea? He's going to take one look at me and just run screaming for the hills.
I think a lot of people can relate to this, especially if you've been on a date, the anticipation and excitement, also the nerves and the insecurity. You have a lot going on emotionally when getting ready for a date. How did, if you can just kind of like unpack the process of developing the story that you're going to tell in front of an audience?
Yeah, well, it's quite interesting because, I mean, it was a really humiliating experience for me when I went to buy underwear, like sexy underwear. I had like all baggy, horrible Bridget Jones stuff. And I went to buy underwear. And it was really horrible. It was like week after, you know, day after day, I would go out and try and find bras that would fit, and everyone was really rude to me. And it was just like a horrible, humiliating experience. And then I started, years later, obviously, I then wrote about it in I was writing a memoir, and I started writing about it there. And then since then, it's been my most popular story. How humiliated I was. It shows what everyone's like.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of, like, as I said, a lot of people can relate to what you're sharing. That's probably, you know, why it's taken off and has been so popular. So, Becky, the theme for this month's showcase is Eureka, Sparks of Discovery. Did you just hear the prompt and think, oh, like reflexively, like, I know what I'm going to tell? Or did you have to kind of marinate on it for some time?
Oh, no, I knew exactly what story I was going to tell.
Can you give us a little teaser without giving too much away?
Sure. My story comes from, I'm in this stage in my life right now. I'm post-breakup. I was with my ex-partner for 9 years and have just been sort of navigating the dating world since. And I had met somebody that I thought might be just the next best thing. And upon stumbling into the restroom of the hotel we were staying in, I found a pill bottle he had left behind that divulged his true identity, which was not who I thought him to be.
Oh.
And I've discovered many things after that. That led to quite a eureka moment.
Given that you have been doing this now for years, I mean, there are so many different ways to tell stories and to reach an audience. What draws you to being on stage in front of an audience and getting that energy in real time as you're sharing a story?
Oh, I think I'm just somebody that's very desperate for connection. And I've found that that is a pretty simple way to have it with a lot of people at once. And I feel like there's something just sort of unifying and magical about being able to share something vulnerable in the hopes that other people will find connection in it as well. And kind of being able to watch those little light bulbs with audience members as they, you know, resonate with something that I've said is, I mean, I'm going to say it just actually feels really powerful. And yeah. I'm a very power hungry kind of gal.
I love it. How about you, Claire? What do you get out of sharing your stories in front of a live audience?
Yeah, no, terrifying, obviously. First time I ever told at the Moth. I'd never told at the Moth before. And I've got picked out of the hat first. So it's utterly terrifying. But it's also, it's just so very rewarding. Like Becky was saying, was, you know, you get the feedback instantly from people, you know, whether they laugh at your joke or groan if something happens. And it's just very rewarding. And you can feel that connection with the audience when you've got some sort of universal truth in there somewhere. And then everyone connects. And obviously, I also do this online. Over the pandemic, I started a company, 6 Feet Apart Productions. We thought for a couple of weeks, and here we are 5 years later. So we do a lot of storytelling online. And that can be really connecting as well. It's amazing how much it is. There's something about being in person that's really magical.
Well, Claire and Becky, thank you so much for coming in and spending some time with us.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Can I just quickly announce that on Friday and Saturday, we've got a storytelling festival, the Bay Area Storytelling Festival North in Santa Rosa. If you go to sfapshows.com, all the information is there. And we've got an internationally renowned tellers and the winner of America's Got Talent. It's going to be amazing.
Wonderful. That is Becky Lynn and Claire Hennessy, two of this month's featured performers at the Storytelling Showcase in a Nutshell. It is taking place Monday, June 30th at the Sophia in Sacramento. And if you want to get your storytelling fix a little early in a different place, this month's Story Swap Wild Card is actually happening tomorrow, June 19th at Old Soul at The Alley. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, send us an email at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Insight is going on summer break. We will catch you back here live on Monday, July 7th. Talk to you then.